The first time you see a hen harrier, Circus Cyanus, is an unforgettable moment. Suspended in a place reserved for monumental things.
Maybe a bird of prey flies over your head, or you just, out of the corner of your eye, spot the Marsh Artillery caterpillars underneath the plant. I feel when you get those moments, they do resound a lot in your heart when you see
When we began, our feet trod lightly. Bare upon the earth, we were weightless. Travelling, allowing resurgence and regrowth. Leaving enough reverence.
I come to you today with a heart which is both heavy and hopeful. As I speak, we are experiencing decimation and destruction of our wonderful planet. As I speak to you, I am surrounded by young people who want to change that. It's impossible for us to do this alone.
Dara is a remarkable young man. He has only just turned 15. We're extremely privileged to have him in the Isle of Man. He's invited to do lots of events and functions and is unable to fulfil many of them. He's actually coming to the Isle of Man because he's interested in us as a biosphere, really wants to come and have a look around and see what we're about. Dara's CV is incredible. He has won an award from BBC Springwatch. He's among numerous awards that he's won. He contributes articles to all of the country's leading wildlife publications. He has been on Radio 4. He has a massive social media presence and is very strong advocate for nature and the environment, and very interesting to follow.
Anything to do with or around water or mud. I love mud.
I mean, he forms part of this new landscape, really, of young people sort of filling these conservationist shoes alongside like the likes of Greta Thunberg and whatnot. And I imagine for young people, it's great to see and idolise people that are their age.
Indeed. I mean, our event features a number of local young people, both individuals and schools, who will be talking about what they're doing, both on the island and internationally, to contribute to sustainable development goals and targets and to contribute to looking after our planet. But Dara certainly, we think, will be an inspiration to those young people who are taking part in the event, and hopefully the young people who will come along and watch on Sunday too.
And just from a biosphere perspective, and I suppose sort of your role as well, the fact that the island is a biosphere nation, the first of its kind, how do young people respond to that? You know, when you engage with them, how do they respond to that?
All of the schools are biosphere partners. We have a partnership scheme, and that is to encourage people along the journey towards sustainability, really, and to start to sort of think about some of the challenges and some of the areas that they can incorporate into their own lives, their own schools, their own businesses. Young people want to do the right thing. They want to look after the planet and you know, have it in a better state in the future. And you know, we're really pushing at an open door with schools. They are all very active in various different projects, and it's really great to work with them, and we do go into schools as often as we can.
So just coming back to the voices of our future event, the closing event for Manx Wildlife Week, I suppose where can people get tickets? Are tickets still available?
Yep, there are still some tickets available. Obviously, we'd love anyone to come along, but particularly any young people, you know, who want to hook up with Dara and hear what he has to say. You can go to the Manx National Heritage website, to the What's On section, and click on the link to the Eventbrite, and it's the very last event of Manx Wildlife Week. The event is on Sunday the 12th of May at 12:30.
I am passionate and concerned for nature, and want to get that message across that looking after nature is an amazing thing to do. Thank you.